Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And while you're listening live, you can even press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air and give your comments or opinions. And again, that number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Or just tell them Frank sent me. Okay? Just tell them that Frank sent me. All right? 818-301-5834. 334. Now, before I get into today's show, I will be early voting today. Maybe I don't know how you guys precincts work where you are, but maybe yours, you know, is open for early voting. If you're at work right now, just go by after work. And see, I recommend going by after work before you go home, okay? Because once you go home after work, it's like, I'm not getting back out right now. Then it's after 7, so the polls are closed, so you're like, let me try it tomorrow, okay? That's the way I am. You know, I've been told a bunch that I'm a procrastinator. But, you know, okay. Anyway, but if you guys do have an opportunity now to early vote before next Tuesday, then probably if I were you, I'd go ahead and get it out of the way, because it's probably not, you know, a lot of people, you know. And I don't know, you may want to get caught up in that. I don't know, but anyway, try to get out and vote, okay? If not this week, early voting, definitely on next Tuesday on voting day. Get out there, vote. Your vote does matter. Now, there was something else I wanted to talk about before I got started, but so Saturday's high is going to be 30. Saturday's low is going to be 39. The high, 71. And but anyway, that's the weather. And let's see, I did a word of the day. And you guys know what the weather is going to be like. Again, Saturday, 71, the high, 39 at night. Friday is going to be 76 and 41 at night. Thursday, tomorrow, is going to be 81 and 56 at night. So tomorrow is going to be more sunshine tomorrow. And a nice day on Friday with the high of 76. Today's high is supposed to be 79. And we're 65 right now in ATL, and I don't know if we're going to rise that much because it's overcast here in the ATL. All right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834. Now, my episode for today is entitled, Would you tell a person that he or she has a booger in their nose? Would you tell a person, that's my true topic, would you tell a person that he or she has a booger in their nose? And what I'm talking about is you're talking to someone and there's a booger in their nose, okay? So would you continue to talk with them? I mean, you'll continue to talk with them, but will you continue to, just stare at that booger? Would you do that? I mean, I talking to someone, and I was just saying that, hey, if you're talking to someone and they've got a booger in their nose, for me, I would want you to tell me. I want you to tell me. I want you to say, hey, Frank, clean your nose right there. And I do it, and I'd appreciate that. Because I don't want to sit there and be talking to you for, you know, 3-5 minutes with a boogie in my nose. I don't. I'd rather you tell me, I go clean it and come back and we have a good conversation. Right? And you know, the other person I was talking to was saying, I don't know. That's kind of offensive to someone to tell them that they've got a booger in their nose. Well, I mean, I don't know if they take it that way. But again, for me, I'm like, I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, because here's what could possibly happen. I could stand there and talk to you, you know, with a booger in my nose. And you're looking at me. Think about it now. You're looking at me, and I'm talking, and you see it. So you continue to watch it. Because you know, excuse me, because you know, it's, wow, excuse me, guys, because you know, it's, you see it there. And the person was telling me, well, I wouldn't be focusing on that. Well, if you're looking at the person in their face, unless you're looking at their shoes or something, if you're looking at that person in their face, you got to see that they nose, the eyes, and the mouth. That's what I see when I'm talking to someone. And you see the nose, I mean, you see the eyes, that booger, and the mouth. So, you know, like I said, please tell me if I have a booger in my nose, and you're talking to me, because I'm going to tell you. I mean, I was just saying, because I don't want to sit there and talk to you. Possibly, we could be talking a half hour, and when I leave that conversation, you know what I'm going to say? Damn, he had a big old booger in his nose. That's the first thing I'm going to say when I leave that, when I leave that conversation. When I get back home, talk to my wife and be like, I was talking to this dude today. And, you know, he had the biggest booger in his nose. Because that's all. And you'll forget all about what y'all were talking about. Because you're thinking there, amen. And he got that booger in his nose. It's true, guys. 818-301-5834. If you guys like to call in and comment on today's episode. Now, there are a few more people that joined the show late. I think I was having a little bit of audio problems in the beginning. That was my fault. But we're on and popping now, and today's episode, we've been talking, would you tell a person that he or she has a booger in their nose? And then, you know, I didn't really know how to spell booger, right? How would you spell booger? If you got my show notes and see how I spelled booger, this funny, that. But how would you spell booger? What did you think right off the bat when someone said booger, as far as they tell you spell booger? How would you have spelled it? And I think I would have put like B-U-G-G-A. I mean, or either B-O-G-G-A. But it's B-O-O-G-E-R. And I looked it up and everything, but again, you know, all the while you're growing up, I mean, everyone has, you know, boogers. It's just, is just part of, you know, the human race. But again, please tell me, if we're standing here talking together, that you know, I've got a booger in my nose. And again, like I was saying, I may leave the conversation with you, like I was having a party. I may leave the conversation with you and be like, oh, there go one of my buddies just came in the door. Excuse me, guys, I'm going to go over here and talk to him for just a minute. I'll catch you guys in a little while. So you go over there, and you're talking to your friend that just walked into the party. And you're like, hey, what's going on? What's been happening, this and that? And now you're talking to that friend, still got that same booger in your nose that you guys didn't tell me I had in my nose. So now I've exposed two people, two friends, to that one booger in my nose. This funny. And because of that, because you didn't tell me that I had a booger in my nose, now I go from here to that friend, over to that friend, over to that friend. I'm going in the kitchen. Give me a couple of wings. Give me something to eat. I still got that booger in my nose. Simply because you didn't tell me that I had it. Would you tell somebody? Would you say it? Or would you just let it go? Would you just let it go? Okay. Now, you know, I probably wouldn't say anything about someone that had a piece of bread between their teeth. And they were talking to me. I probably wouldn't say anything about that. But I think a booger is a bit more offensive than a piece of bread between your teeth. You know? And, you know, it's a piece of bread between your teeth. You know, it's not a booger in your nose. But being real serious about this, please tell your friend. If your friend, you know, you're standing there talking to your friend and your friend standing there with a booger in her nose, just tell her, hey, girl, you know, I don't know how you want to say it. You know, you figure out what's right with you as far as what you say. I just say, hey, clean your nose. Clean your nose. And immediately you go, you know, because you've been, hopefully someone has told you before that you had a booger in your nose. And, you know, all your lifetime up to now, someone has told you that you had a booger in your nose. And when someone told you you had a booger in your nose, you immediately go hand to the nose, fingers to the picking, you know, you start picking your nose, and you're trying to get somewhere, you know, where you can get a little privacy, look in the mirror, and clean your nose. And you know, this is something simple, but this happens every day. I hope it doesn't happen to you every day, but this happens every day. I mean, like I was saying to the person that, you know, when I came up with this show, we were saying that, you know, the little character on Martin, little Roscoe, the little boy, you know, always coming to Gina's door, and got the, you know, snotty nose. And, you know, and every time he and Gina get into it, And then she say, and tell your mama to clean your nose. Or something like that, you know. And you just can't stand to see that. I can't. I mean, I'm sure you're different from me, but I can't stand to see that. You know, we were talking about kids in the store. You know, she was telling me about a kid that she saw in the store. And when she saw the kid, she had just a dirty nose coming across her top lip. And she was like, oh, my God, where your mom at? And then she said her mom came, and she understand why her kid looked like that, because her mom probably had boogers. Her mom had boogers hanging out her nose. She didn't look clean. And, you know, people just be like that. They're like that their whole lives. A lot of people change. You see them, you know, later on in life, and you be like, man, I thought you were going to be one of them crazy kids. You grew up and you turned out to be all right. You know, you saw them as a young kid, walk around all the time with snot running down their nose, and then you see them as they've grown up and gotten to be a teenager or even in their 20s or something. You're like, boy, you looking good. I remember when you was a little boy, you used to run around all the time with that little snotty nose. I'm telling you, that's what we see. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. If you'd like to call in and give your opinion or your comments on today's topic, would you tell a person that he or she has a booger in their nose? Now, on tomorrow, I got another great show for you guys coming up tomorrow. I'm not going to give it away, but it's going to be funny. It's going to be good. So stay tuned for your show notes and emails or whatever that you get from the show. And if you don't have that, if you're online right now at blogtalkradio.com, you can look right there, and there should be an icon that says follow this show. You can click on that icon, and it'll prompt you as to what to do to be able to set yourself up where you'll be able to follow my show on a daily basis. And you can get all the show notes and details before the show starts. I usually do it about a half hour before the show starts. And I think that gives you guys an opportunity to get settled handle the show. So I appreciate you guys listening in. Hey, take care of yourselves, okay? This weather is, I'm telling you, it's changing right now. The weather's changing right now. This week and this weekend, the weather is changing, okay? No more short sleeves, no more shorts, no more sandals. We're going to the long sleeves, jacket, long pants, you know, tube socks and tennis shoes. That's what we're going to now, okay? So do that, guys, and keep yourselves well through the winter season, the fall and the winter, and Christmas. It's Christmas time, really. I mean, now, from this point forward, it ain't going to be a whole lot of work done. People aren't going to be working a whole lot. Some people are. I guess if you're in retail, this is the start of your busy season. But we're not going to be working a whole lot. I'm going to be up on the show, but we're not going to be working a whole lot. Probably from the next few weeks on through Christmas and New Year's. I mean, it's here. October is gone. So we're in November. We only have 2 months left in 2016. We only have 60 days, roughly, left in 2016. And, you know, not long ago, we were worried about the clocks turning over to the year 2000. It's 2016, guys. Man, how time flies. But it's, you know, this is just about the Christmas season. Thanksgiving is going to be here in a couple of weeks. Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks, man. And then you got Christmas. You know, Christmas is going to be right on top of that. I went into Home Depot the other day. And I'm going to close the show here. But I went into Home Depot the other day. And they've taken down, you know, this was before Halloween. They've taken down all their Halloween stuff. And they've got Christmas stuff, Christmas lights, bulbs, ornaments. They got trees already. They got everything. All the Christmas stuff that they're going to carry, I guess, they got it out. I mean, they like, get yours now. And we're going to have some more tomorrow. I mean, they off and running this year. And then my mom used to say, it's going to get earlier and earlier and earlier every year as far as people in retail that are trying to promote Christmas. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Hey, I'll talk to you guys in about 23 and a half hours.